Government officials from several nations met behind closed doors with international bankers today at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. They're discussing proposals for coordinated regulation of the financial sector. Meanwhile, the president of the European Central Bank said European countries must lay out fiscal strategies to exit the current economic crisis. Ambassador Yves Gatzo is head of the European Union delegation to the Holy See. He outlined why public spending must be cut across member states if the European Union wants to be competitive in a global market.
Europe is a very peculiar, if I may say, animal, because if you compare the percentage of the GDP, you know, the gross national product that we allocate all over Europe to social life and elements, if you compare it to the US, in the US they put aside something between 8-10% of GDP to social security, whatever. In Asia it's 5%. In Europe is between 25-30%. So what I'm saying is that Europe has a tradition of what we call a kind of social market economy. And with the kind of globalization we are facing, sometimes it's not possible or difficult, let's say, to maintain this kind of high social coverage with a high level of productivity. And it's all the challenge that we are facing in Europe, not to mention, of course, the need also to bring this new country who joined Europe recently to the level of the 15 who were in the Europe before. And we know that at stake there is a future of Europe. I mean, because either we move into a kind of big market with only profit as an objective, as a rule, as a marker, I would say, or you remain a continent mainly concentrating on social comfort, but at the risk to lose our industrial base. You know? So we have to combine these two elements, you know? Continue to be productive, to have an eye on the market, but at the same time to have also an eye, as important as the other one, on the social situation of our citizens.